A word for you from Matthew chapter 2 verses 7 and 8. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. Here we find a fatal pretense. It was to prove fatal for many little boys who were from that area, who were going to die. Their blood would be shed because of this same Herod who pretends that he wants to worship the Christ child, but in fact his heart is full of hatred. And the lesson we learn here in this Christmas story is that there is a fatal pretense. There is the outward show, the facade of pretending that you want to worship Jesus. Umuntu angaba umzenzisi. Kube sengathi ufuna ukukhonza uKristu. Ufuna ukuthi aye eBethlehem ukukhonza umntwana kanti cha. And so you might be or have even a trace of Herod's spirit that you can convince even the wise men, because the wise men were convinced. Perhaps they had a nagging doubt, but it needed a dream from God to command them not to fulfill this demand of Herod. Remember that the wise men had unwisely gone into Jerusalem. They lost the star. They didn't follow what they should have followed, and instead they presumed that the Messiah must be in Jerusalem. That being the capital, they knew that. But the Christ wasn't to be found there. Instead, it was found to be full of haters of the Messiah. And so when Herod heard the news about a king being born, probably he had his spies who picked up this information from the wise men. He was troubled, it says in verse 3, and all Jerusalem with him. Perhaps it was that they loved their sins too much to go and worship the Messiah, for though they knew exactly where he was to be born, in verses 5 and 6, they said that the scriptures prophesy he will be born in Bethlehem. But here Herod pretends and puts on this facade to the wise men, saying, Go, find out, so that I too may worship him. But there wasn't any intention at all. What is the intention of your heart? Do you truly intend to worship Christ?